From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump had a busy day Thursday. Among other events, he attended a national prayer breakfast in Washington where he spoke about how he intends to move forward.
The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out, okay? That's what I do. I fix things. We're going to straighten it out. Believe me, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore.
One nation with which Mr. Trump has had some issues now is Iran. Trump administration said it's putting Iran on notice about what National Security Advisor Michael Flynn called Tehran's destabilizing behavior across the entire Middle East. Flynn referenced Iran's January 29th ballistic missile test. After a report of a contentious phone call between the two leaders, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said President Trump did not hang up on him and that Mr. Trump committed to going forward with an agreement to resettle a group of refugees who were intercepted trying to reach Australia. Washington Post reported that President Trump told Turnbull the agreement is the worst deal ever and that Australia was seeking to export the next Boston bombers. There have been more attacks in eastern Ukraine between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed and 10 were wounded. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis emphasized America's commitment to support its allies in Asia against the growing North Korean nuclear threat during his visit to South Korea.
Right now, we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together.
Mattis and his counterpart, South Korean Defense Minister Han Myung-koo, met privately in Seoul. Mattis made Northeast Asia his first overseas trip to say, in order to stress the importance of maintaining the long-standing U.S. alliances with South Korea and Japan, where he will visit next. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has dismissed his country's state security minister on charges of corruption, abuse of power, and human rights abuses committed by his agency. A South Korean official says the sudden firing of the spy chief could heighten the North's instability by increasing anxiety among the ruling elite. Kim has purged or executed numerous high-level government officials, including an uncle, since taking office. White House spokesperson Sean Spicer says Sunday's U.S. raid on al-Qaeda militants in Yemen was a success, but not without a loss.
It's hard to ever call something a complete success when you have the loss of life or people injured. But I think when you look at the totality of what was gained to prevent the future loss of life here in America and against our people and our institutions and probably throughout the world in terms of what some of these individuals could have done, I think it is a successful operation by all standards.
Meantime, the U.S. Central Command said it is investigating the Yemen raid and confirmed that civilians, including some children, apparently were killed. Pentagon spokesman said the civilians may have been hit by U.S. aircraft fire. White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on the West Bank land that they want as a part of a future state is the major roadblock to peace. Israel says Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state is interrupting the talks. Asian stocks mixed after Wall Street ended Thursday. Little changed as exchanges that shut for the New Year resumed trading. Benchmark U.S. crude gaining 16 cents to $53.71 per barrel. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.